Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When I'm broke, need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. Hey, no other. Hey, I'm good. I know that He's real.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You have just been listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. And this is House Gospel House Reigns with Sister Poochie, but we're going to call this Don't Worry, because that is what we're here to talk about. Now, I would love for you, love, if you would go to jhom.org, that's jhom.org, and download our smartphone app. It has a lot of features with it. It keeps you totally connected with the ministry. You hear the shows, you can hear the mixes separately, you can hear video messages from me. You also have a full Bible there that you can use. It reads to you so you don't have to worry about reading. So it's a full and packed with everything that JHOM has to offer, and it's absolutely free for Android and Apple. So definitely go and download it. Okay. We are going to come today from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 25th to the 34th verse. And this is Jesus talking to us. And at this time, when this world is faced with so many problems, coronavirus, economic problems, what are we going to do? When is this going to end? So many questions that we can't answer, because God said, lean not to your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge me, and I shall direct your path. So just stop trying to understand something that God said you'll never understand. But Jesus did step in and say, but we are not to worry. And it reads, and I read it in the mighty name of Jesus, it reads as so. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So don't worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the for the pagans run after all of these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom in his righteousness, and all things that will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That is coming directly from our Savior. He's saying, we have little faith. If God takes care of the most insignificant things in this world, and we're his most precious and beloved creation, why do we not think, even in this time of trouble, that he's not going to take care of us? He is. He promises that he will not leave or forsake us or leave us as orphans. So we have to stop worrying. Jesus is being very clear about the comparison of course, agriculture, but comparing all the things that God created and that he takes care of. And you know, the birds don't worry about whether they're going to eat or not. They know God is going to take care of them. So they sing all the time. That's what we have to do. We have to praise him through the circumstances. We have to praise him and say, you know, even though my Lord, even though trouble comes and the world has no answer, we know that our God, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, the great Trinity has our back. They have our back. We don't have to worry. All right, everybody. Now, I want you to read that, meditate on it, and then pray about it, asking God for wisdom and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal any mysteries of the Bible to you. We have to remember that the word is written not on tablets and stone, but on flesh. It's written on your heart, everyone. So connecting with Christ will unleash that. And then you will be one again with the Father. You'll be reconciled with the Father by accepting the Son. All right, everybody, let's get into the mix. Now, we know the purpose of the mixes on jhom.org is to make you praise and worship and think about God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus for today, 45 minutes, giving up and praising him for whatever he has done. Even though there's things that are not right in the world, we need to praise him through our circumstances. So we need to get up and actually give him some praises, give him some glory, because if you woke up this morning, you are blessed, you are blessed, and you are blessed. All right, everybody, get up off your feet. Find the message that I put within this mix by the songs that I use. I want everybody to do whatever they can to praise the Lord. And here we go. DJ.
Is soon to come. For whom the sun set free is free indeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Child, it's time to be free. Not bound with heartache, pain, Saturday.
DJ, DJ, DJ.
What you gotta do now is just let yourself go.
Mama told me, son, let's go to Sunday school. I said, Mama. Today faith in.
Get up.
Don't you worry, DJ. Don't you fret.
Yes, 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 it's going to be a brighter day, everybody. Just hold on. You know, God is still in control of everything that's going on. Please do not lose your faith. Please do not lose focus on where our hope and where our help comes from. And it comes from the great I Am. And through our Lord and Savior Christ, we're able to get those things from God in order to protect us. And so we must pray to Him for that protection. Pray to Him for that guidance. And it goes back to the reading of the week, which is Matthew, the 6th chapter, 25th to the 34th verse. It talks about do not worry. Even though all these things are going on in the world, the virus, economic problems, domestic problems, just problems, period. Jesus was very clear that we are not to worry, because by worrying, we are actually telling God that we don't believe anything He said. We're telling God, we don't believe what you said. I'm going to worry about it. Even though you said you're my shepherd and I shall not want, I'm still going to worry. So this is what Jesus says, Matthew 6 chapter 35 to 34 verse. I'll read in the mighty name of Jesus. It says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and your body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon and his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? You of little faith. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run around after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So why worry about the trouble tomorrow when you got trouble today? Jesus is just saying, don't worry. God takes care of everything He created. Don't worry. He takes care of everything He created. And I want you to hear that in the midst of our troubles, He is going to take care of us. He will. He promised. And anything that God's promised, He does not lie. If He promised it, we know that it will come true. So as the devil is telling you that there's so much going on and there's so much we have to worry about, just remind the devil who your father is. Remind him, my father is the great I am. And he said I am, and if you look at I am as a word, you can put a line behind it and you can fill in anything you want. I am help. I am comfort. I am the cure. I am the virus. I am everything you possibly need. Stand still and know that I am God. That is what we're trying to do in during this time, everyone, and not worry. Just stand still and know that he is God. All right, we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out of this show with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. I'll see you, when the spirit lifts my body up again, I will see you in a week for DJ Shaheem's Shine Your Light Mix Show, hour of DJ Shaheem just tearing it up. All right, everybody, peace, love, and blessings. Talk to you later.